The Crusaders and Randy Crawford, Street Life from 1979. Here on the mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD, here in Indianapolis. Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us in studio, Stephen from the NWRLS, the Northwest Regional Library System. Stephen, how you doing?
I'm living that street life myself over here at the library.
Oh, Lord have mercy. So speaking of, what do y'all got going on in terms of programming?
Well, you know, we've got this little thing still going on of a pandemic, so we're still doing this virtual programming. Eventually we'll get back to in-person programming, but until then we're doing virtual, and it is, you know, when it comes to library systems across the nation, the world, I would put our library up against anyone, anywhere, anytime. I'm talking street fights, arm wrestling, but mostly in programming.
Yes.
Because we go out of our way to put on the best things that you have ever seen on the internet. Right now, we've got a bunch of different stuff going on. The youth services section, Kyle over there has been running gangbusters, or more spy busters, I guess, is a good way to say, because he's got two different programs going on right now. One where he's teaching you how to make a spy ink, secret ink, so you can write secret messages to people. He's showing you how to do a underwater telescope, aquascopes, so you can spy on people underwater. And, you know, we live near the water, so it makes that convenient. And coming up in the next week or two, he's going to have some exploding popsicles. So that should be fun.
I almost want to know what that means.
It means that he's going to take, you know, various popsicle sticks. He's going to show you how to make them into fun stuff that we all did as kids, be it throwing stars, what have you. And then when you use them, they'll go pop.
That's just so incredibly exciting.
It is, you know. But if you're not in that youth side, which, you know, there's a kid in all of us, so explore those anyway. We've got the adult services side. We've got one of our adult services librarians, Kat, has got a ongoing origami, upscale origami program where she's using gift wrapping, pages of used notebook paper, and occasionally origami paper as needed to make various things. They just released a video for Japanese Girls Day where they were doing kimonos and hina dolls for that. So the hina dolls, you do need to have origami paper, and she has given me permission to say that if you don't have it, come on down to the library and she'll give you a few sheets.
Aww.
So she's looking out for you there. Next month, a little thing up in D.C. happens, the cherry blossoms bloom. So she'll be showing you how to make cherry blossoms. And then the month after that is Japanese Boys Day. So it's samurai helmets and other fun stuff of that nature.
That's great.
So we've got that. They're getting ready to do a poetry reading for April as well. So there's going to be librarians putting out poems online.
And one of the big things is art.
Yes.
Sarah Burris,
yes,
with the NWRLS,
yes,
has been doing an online
art history. Yes.
She did one just this week about what was it?
Nazis and art theft.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. The art theft during World War II.
Yeah.
And that's just so incredibly interesting.
She has some background in art, so that is her wheelhouse, and she is definitely putting out some stuff out there that has been very educational and entertaining. I mean, we've gotten some diverse artists going, talking about, you know, how diversity in art has come about. We've gotten what we were just, the stolen art.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you never know what she's going to pop up next, but it's always entertaining.
And are there two exhibits currently?
There are. We've got a... What we usually do is, if you're familiar with the design of our library, it kind of V's, so one side of the building is youth service related, one side is adult service related. And over there on the youth service side, we have Alice Carruthers. She's one of our youth service librarians over there. She has a Art of Play, which is two walls full of just playful, highly colorful art, some in different mediums, some on skateboards. You know, it's great stuff like that. And then on the other side is the Color in Black and White, which is Gary Croson. So come in, look at our walls, marvel.
I guess that's exactly how an art exhibit works. You come in,
yes,
you look at the walls.
Stare at them for long periods of time, stroke your chin going, yes, give that Ferris Bueller kind of look.
Yeah, I grew this beard just for that, so I could look, you know.
If only we allowed smoking so you could have the pipe at the same time.
Pondering wonderfully. But no, it's great that those spaces are being used,
yeah, exactly,
to display stuff.
And usually what we're trying to, I mean, at different times, it varies what we have up there. So it might be a traveling national display that we have up there. We had a Hamilton display about March of last year, so not a lot of people got to see that one. But you know, it may be a traveling display, or it may just be some of your local artists that you know you might not have thought about ever seeing their work. Yeah. And some of it may be even for sale, depending on the artist.
Yeah. But no, that's great. All that programming is wonderful. Of course, you can get all the information about what they've got going on at what location at the website nwrls.com.
Yes, and even better, just to kind of, because I'm talking about stuff that is happening at 898 West 11th Street here in Bay County.
The main branch.
The main branch. We got Panama City Beach. They have their own programs going on. You got Liberty County. They have two branches out there that have stuff going on. You got Gulf County that has two branches that has stuff going on. But if you can't make it to one of those particular, what is that, six branches? We've got a traveling branch, the mobile library.
Yes.
And this next coming week, we're picking it up from, I think, Gulf County this week. So beginning next week, it'll be traveling around Bay County to places that don't have access as immediate as we are if you're in here in the downtown area. Mm-hmm. So on the 16th, it'll be at the Callaway Art Center. Then on the 18th, it'll be in Mexico Beach. And then on the 23rd, it'll be in Lynn Haven. So you can go there. Pick up stuff, return yeah. stuff, if it's more convenient than driving all the way in. I mean, if you're out in the middle of Southport, sometimes those locations are a heck of a lot closer than driving all the way into, as they say to me, in town.
Yes. But of course, those locations and dates as well are on the website.
Everything's
well.
On the website.
Yeah. Everything. We're going to be right back. We're going to get our weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB. Then we're going to talk about the Bay County Unstacked. Is that the name of the podcast?
Yeah, that is. BCPL Unstacked.
BCPL, Bay County Library.
Bay County Public Library.
That one.
Yes.
Words are wonderful.
They are. I occasionally use them.
We're going to get to that shortly here on The Mix.